Winter wheat harvest across South Dakota has been going strong for over a week, and grain elevators are seeing some brisk business. In western South Dakota, Dakota Mill and Grain's Jerry Cope reports yields are coming in strong.
I'd say very easily 55 plus, bushels per acre, but I've personally been in some combines that was running 90 to 100 in some areas. So a good yield. We expected lower test weight from the June heat and probably higher protein, but it's been the opposite. Test weight's been excellent. We're averaging, probably 61 and a fourth, 61 and a half, and protein's around 11.7, but dockage is low, moistures are low, and then quality is excellent. No disease problems on the winter wheat whatsoever.
Cope states numerous locations are seeing a bigger share of the wheat coming to town this year, as on-farm storage is still in use. In central South Dakota, Gavilon General Manager Todd Yaton reports fewer acres of wheat in his service area, but quality of the 2020 harvest is good.
We're averaging right at 60 pounds, which would make it number one milling quality wheat. We haven't seen any quality issues. Last year we saw a lot of sprout damage.
Protein at the Gavilon elevator is averaging 12.5%, and yields are in the mid-60s. In southern South Dakota, the Midwest Co-op elevator in winter is busy. Grain merchandiser Randy Nazi has quality details.
Average protein, we're probably looking at 12, maybe just a little over 12. Test weight, 60 to 64 pounds.
This year's winter wheat is coming out dry from 11 to 14% moisture, with yields 60 to 80 bushels an acre on average. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.